Welcome to the Pure American Podcast, the show where we talk about what's been happening in America and give y'all some topics that we've been researching and thinking on and think that maybe y'all should pay some attention to. We have been gone for a week. We've had some interesting matters come up, I'd say. Nothing we can divulge right now at this moment, but there will be some, there should be some details coming out as information is allowed to be released, right? I should say. So, yeah, we apologize for last week, kind of a last-minute deal. Other than that, though, we're happy to be back. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Pure American Podcast so you don't miss updates like the one on us not being able to record or put anything out for a week. But other than that, we have a pretty gun-heavy episode, I'd argue. So, if you're unaware, what is it? Colorado, there was a couple shootings. Oh, yeah, there were 7 shootings. It wasn't just one.
Oh, no. I looked that up wrong.
What?
There was, my bad, it said there was 7 shootings in the U.S. within the last...
7 days?
7 days, yeah.
Okay, so, all right, thank you. So, 7 shootings in the last 7 days, but so far, really the only one that's gaining national traction is the Colorado shooting.
Because right? There's 10 victims. I think the other ones had less.
That's kind of sad. Why are you going to... Yeah. I hate this. I hate when social media and the news does these. I sound like CNN.
Oh, they have more. Let's get that coverage. Fuck the other families.
What about the other people that got gunned down? Like those people matter too. Their lives matter. Just so we get this out of the way before we even get deeper into this. Me and Tristan are very pro gun. And this is not going to shake, personally, my belief on the Second Amendment and guns.
Not at all.
So that answers my question to Tristan. It's not going to change his either. It's not a bad thing. We care about human life, but I also care about my rights as a person and a citizen of the United States.
I don't care for the stupidity of others.
No. I will say this, though, right? For those people, before we get deeper into it, who say we should take our guns away... Right, because this stuff like this happens. Do you think it's a good idea to get rid of all the cars on the road because idiots get in, drive drunk, and cause wrecks and kill people?
Driving high.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure your answer would be no. So this should be treated the same thing, first of all, because isn't it more people die in car accidents than they do gun deaths? I don't know.
Yeah,
I have to look it up.
Definitely, it is.
I'll look it up while we're doing this episode. But anyway, moving on. So... First of all, the first thing that I've noticed about this shooting, and Tristan did too, is they didn't release the name of the shooter. Right away. Or at least when you look it up like on Twitter, they refer to him as the suspect. Suspect who has been charged already.
Suspect is not the right word.
Yeah. If you look
at... The culprit.
Yeah, the culprit. If you look at the... tweets that everyone's been putting up on Twitter recently, it's like, oh, white men this. There was a video that some Robert N. Ojeda, I don't know how to pronounce his name, he put up this video. It was like, the Second Amendment shouldn't be used as like a crutch for white males to lean back on and kill people when it wasn't a white guy that killed these people, right? And I'm not saying be racist towards whatever race it was, you know, of person. He's Middle Eastern, right, I believe? Something like that.
Yeah, Middle Eastern.
Yeah. Obviously, don't look, you know, don't be negative towards that group of people. But I think it's horrible to, why would you throw white people in this and start spreading misinformation? You know what I mean?
The identity of the culprit, Ahmed Alisa. I'm sorry if I butchered that. But Ahmed Alisa. And Middle Eastern.
Yeah. So, wasn't a white guy, by the way. I even think they put up some news source put up a picture of a white guy, like this balding, like 47-year-old.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Everyone's like, the name does not match the look. And then everyone's like, yeah, that's not the guy. He doesn't look 21. So
everyone was just posting it on Twitter saying, a white guy shot it up, including, I believe, Dylan Parks, his name, and Miana, whatever her name, Harris. It's Kamala Harris's niece, was the one also spreading false information on Twitter.
Yeah. So, what we're going to talk about is now this happens, right? So this is these shootings these past 7 days. Obviously, the only ones people have really been caring about are the Colorado one, which you live in Colorado, by the way. So props to you. Have fun with that.
I know, right? I'm going to have a terrible time getting guns.
Yeah. So what this is going to be used for, and it's starting to be used for already, is the push for gun control. You know, we've talked about H.R. 127 on here before. Both him and I broke it down. I think it was the first or second episode. It's very early on. They are looking to impose this bill or something similar to it, and they're considering executive action, which means basically Biden's gonna put it as law. You know what I mean?
Executive order.
Yeah, this is unconstitutional. I don't care what anyone has to say. I get it. The number one lie, or not the number one lie, the number one defense someone's gonna use to you as someone who is pro-gun is, oh, you don't care about American lives. You care about your guns more. Don't let that sway you on your belief, because that's just not true. You know what I mean? And there's lies that people tell. First of all, the word assault weapon that gets thrown around everywhere pisses me off. What is an assault weapon? Do you have anything the military can call an assault weapon at all?
No, but I can name a few that would be considered it. Mark 19, 320. The M4, that is quote unquote an assault rifle, if you want to go that verbatim.
Is that even a technical category?
No, but that's what people base AR-15 off of.
Yeah.
You got the M2 240,
right?
M249. You got all those. Those are what I guess you could say and consider to all the Democrats watching this right now, if any, an assault rifle or assault weapons.
What you consider an AR-15 and an AK, what people would call assault rifles, their technical category is just rifle.
It's a semi-automatic rifle.
Yeah, that's just
people just say assault rifle because they think they look like M4s or AK-47s that they use over there. And I'll make the same comparison that I made on a video. You got an AR-15, which is a semi-automatic rifle with a 16-inch barrel for just anyone to buy.
Right.
With a high capacity 30-round magazine, and it just looks like an M4. You got a Mini 14, which is a wood stock or wood grain stock.
Yeah.
More like a hunting rifle, which is also chambered in 5.56 like a normal AR-15, even though you can get them chambered in other calibers, right, with the 16-inch barrel. And you can also get a 30-round magazine for it. So what's the difference? It's the same barrel, same caliber, same rate of fire, depending on how fast you can pull the trigger. And this goes for everything else. I mean, AK-47s, you got other rifles that are chambered in 7.62x39.
AK's more deadly up close anyway.
Yeah, it's a bigger round. I mean, and then you get to AR-10s, which AR-10s are normally chambered in 308 and 6.5 Creedmoor. My hunting rifle's chambered. I have a hunting rifle chambered in 308 and a hunting rifle chambered in 6.5 Creedmoor. What's the difference? There's nothing. I mean, you can get variable, like, different length of barrels,
right?
But it's all the same thing.
It's crazy to me. So we sound like broken records. Anybody who's pro gun and halfway educated, or anyone who's bought a gun before, right, or shot a gun, everyone sounds like broken records because we give people facts and we're just like, what you're saying, you know nothing, because most people who want gun reform or gun control don't know anything. They've never picked up a gun before in their life. If they have, it was like during like some form of a show to say like, here, like, I know what I'm talking about. Look, I have a gun right here. They've never bought a gun before. They never like shot it maybe in a situation where they've need to use it before. And I'm not saying everyone has, but like hunting can even be considered that, or shooting it down a range. And it's crazy to me to see people want to pass this. So the Second Amendment, like I said before, is not there for home defense. It's not there for hunting. You're right. It's not there for self-defense.
Well-regulated militia.
It is for the people to have power to try and step in when the government becomes tyrannical or goes, you know, steps out of line. And it scares me to see these mindless drones and droids of people who are willing to give up that right.
It's like, you can't add assault in front of another word when referring to a weapon and think you did anything. Someone with this mouse,
yeah, it's assault weapon.
That's an assault mouse.
Couldn't you just put assault in front of anybody you commit assault with?
The thing is, an assault truck. A lot of people, they're just like, okay, well, back then when the Second Amendment was written, they weren't knowing that we were going to have...
Cannons. And I'm like, they knew technology was going to advance, though.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't... That argument, they only try to apply to civilians. They don't try to make that same argument when people, or when talking about the government, having a lot bigger guns than civilians do. Right. Like, oh, well, that was for the government. Back then, or they're like, well, that's for the military. Back then, the people were the military.
Exactly. And again, I always refer to as like, you don't need military-grade weapons. They let ships have cannons, which at the time, that was about as high-end military-grade as you could get.
And military-grade nowadays means to the lowest bidder. If you think military-grade means any good, it doesn't. I have a SIG M400 sitting right there. And it shoots way better than any M4 I've shot in my life.
Military grade, when people typically think military grade, you're thinking M1 Abrams, F-22.
Which are, I'm a mechanic for the military. They're all shit, too.
Yeah. I still love that we have a glaring weak spot in the M1 Abrams, which is literally the back end.
Yeah.
We just still haven't fixed that. Anyway.
It's hilarious that back in World War II, the tanks that they're using back then also had this same weak spot. They're like, let's keep it. It's fine.
A little military history, sorry for y'all. Also, you also got to think about howitzers. They think stuff like that. Any gun like a 120 mil miniguns, which... I mean, obviously, there's regulations on what civilians can buy. Like, you have to go through special courses to get fully automatic weapons. But can you... Can people have howitzers. Like, private citizens I know have them.
Dragon Man, who is in Colorado, he's the... I can't remember if he is the biggest or one of the biggest gun collectors and gun owners.
I'm pretty sure he's the biggest.
Yeah, in the whole entire country. You can go there and shoot, too. This man has... everything.
Yeah.
There's a place
in Texas called like Drive Tanks or something like that too.
Yeah, he has stuff dated all the way back to like obviously the Civil War, like regular things. And you know it's from the Civil War because they don't have matching numbers because they didn't have fucking serial numbers back then. He has tanks, he has miniguns, he has cannons back from the Civil War. He has everything.
That's the other thing back in the day. They didn't have serial numbers. They didn't track. It was actually probably more dangerous because you didn't know where guns were and which guns were legit. Because it was just like, here's this wooden stick. Let me just stick a metal rod in it with a little flintlock hammer at the back, and here we go.
Someone broke in and stole your gun. Who are you going to tell?
Yeah, you can't track it. But no, can't citizens own howitzers and whatnot? Or
I don't know about howitzers.
Well, sorry. I don't know why I'm saying howitzers, but some form of artillery.
So, obviously, you got tons of different weapons licenses, I guess, like FFL license. Like, me, I want to get my FFL, my license, class 3, my bad. And that labels you kind of as a dealer, like a dealership for weapons or weapons clarify as class 3. But they're mainly, people just use that license for you to keep your own things, such as automatic weapons, after you go through an extensive background check and multiple courses to prove that you know what you are doing.
We talked about this last week, you and I. Yeah. What was it about how they're banning like people giving away guns unless you have an FFL? You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Inherited guns... will not be allowed anymore. They're trying to push to ban that. Like, so if your dad dies and you got a bunch of... You're supposed to get a bunch of firearms from him. I got a bunch from mine. Yeah. That's not happening anymore.
Yep. Yep. Old granny who passed down, you know, old great-granddaddy's freaking muzzle loader has to have an FFL to...
in order to sell it to you.
To give it to you.
Yeah. I don't even know, like, on that note... Because technically, if it was being passed down to a grandson from a grandfather, wouldn't it have to go to the wife first, the grandmother?
Yeah, unless they're divorced, right?
But what if he's already dead? How are you gonna?
No, I'm talking about like. What are you talking about? You're talking about, so let's say grandfather dies.
Grandfather dies. In order to pass it down to his kid, he has to pass it on to someone that's still alive. Would she still need an FFL license to get the gun?
That's a good question.
You know what I'm saying?
Because if they're married, they're technically the same person in terms of belongings, right?
The government's looking like, yeah, they signed a prenup.
Yeah.
Tough shit.
I don't know. That just made my head spin.
As we'll figure that out for y'all later.
Anyway, so we were talking about that too. So, like, gun control is becoming this big topic for some reason recently. And this is just adding fuel to the fire, going back to the Colorado situation. Super sad, right? They haven't come up with a motive at all. I can't speak today,
stroke?
Guys. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm having a Joe Biden moment. They haven't come up with a motive whatsoever for it, I think. Possibly, I think maybe this dude just snapped as of right now. And before you go on with people saying, well, that's why you can't give these people guns, because they'll snap and they'll kill everybody. People will snap and they'll hop in a truck and go run through a bunch of people. People will snap and grab a knife and go stab people. People will snap and get a metal pipe.
Stabbing in New York.
Yeah. It's crazy to me. And people, so you get stuff like this. It says the number of holes in this sign is the number that can be shot by an assault rifle in the time it takes to read this. There's 42 holes in that. Nobody, I don't know of one single person that can fire a semi-automatic rifle
30 times, then reload.
Yeah, 30 times, reload, and squeeze off 12 by the time I'm done reading that, unless I'm just stupid. Like, at least I'm just, if I can't read.
It only takes about 3-4 seconds to read that.
You know what? Where's my phone? I'm going to time this. I'm going to read it very, very, like, clearly, if that makes sense. All right, here we go.
Yep.
And I'm starting. The number of holes in this sign is the number that can be shot by an assault rifle in the time it takes to read this. 5 seconds. 5.44. I don't know one person that's even like Terran Tactical. You know what I mean? Like these people who train competitive firearms. You know, I don't even think they can read that or shoot that fast.
Like, if you want to think about an M4, like a military M4A1, on automatic,
yeah,
it can't shoot that. Because obviously we only have 30-round magazines still. But even then, it takes about, a lot longer than that to get the whole magazine off.
Oh, God.
Takes about 5 seconds.
Yeah.
6, 7, maybe.
So the tweet, I pulled it off, right? The tweet says this. If you want to go see this tweet, the user who put this up is sky_lee_1. Let's put this into visual perspective. We know already that the latest shooter has been identified with an AR-15 style weapon. Gun reform is a top priority. I love everyone hates on the AR-15. It's like, ban the AR-15. Okay, there's the AK. There's all its variants. There's the M416 variants. You know what I mean? There's the Gleal variants. There's the AUG. There's the Bullpup variants. Like, you're not doing anything for it. Anyway, so this is the other thing I say that's great. Here you go. People in the comments or the sub, whatever you call the freaking, was it subtweeting? Replies, I guess. Of her tweet say, or she started getting crap, and she goes, no, I'm not going back and forth over the engineering of the weapon. If you need a lesson, go take one yourself. I hate how people make claims and then they'll say something like that. Like that whole Steven Crowder incident of, I don't need to explain anything to you guys to prove how it's true, or I know what I'm talking about. It's
believe
like, I don't
me,
need
guys.
Yeah, I don't need to explain to people how I know that firearms are dangerous and I know what I'm talking about when there's 42 freaking bullet holes in a sign that nobody can shoot at the amount of speed and what you're saying that can. You can't explain that. She goes, I don't need to prove to you that I know that this statement is true. You don't. Even, like, okay. Even with an automatic, oh no, you'd still be able to squeeze off automatic. The only way you'd be able to get shot that many times that fast would be if you got shot by an automatic. Oh wait, no, you have to have a special license in America to own one.
You want to hear me, Mina Harris's tweets?
Oh, you found them?
I got them.
I want to.
The original tweet from Mina Harris was this. Said the Atlanta shooting was not even a week ago. Violent white men are the greatest terrorist threat in our country. And then she goes on to say, after she got called out and deleted it when the culprit's identity was revealed, she said, "I deleted a previous tweet about the suspect in Boulder shooting. I made an assumption based on his being taken into custody alive and the fact that the majority of mass shootings in the U.S. are carried out by white men. So we are just making assumptions now."
But
it's, and then so she also retweeted Dylan Parks, who said Dylan Park was another one, I think was before Mina Harris, said a white man walked into a grocery store in Boulder, killed 10 people and was apprehended by the police and walked out of the building completely unharmed. Right down the road, police killed Elijah McClain while he apologized for not doing anything wrong. Two different Americas.
No, see, one America is when you surrender and you comply, even if I think the guy she's talking about who walked out alive, did he get put to death? Or is he on death row?
Who, the guy Dylan Park's talking about? Elijah McClain?
No, the guy, well, the one he's comparing Elijah McClain to.
Oh, I don't know.
I think people, wait, read that tweet again real quick, the first part about
Dylan Parks. A white man walked into a grocery store in Boulder, killed 10 people, was apprehended by the police, and walked out of the building completely unharmed. Right down the road, police killed Elijah McClain while he apologized for not doing anything wrong. Two different Americas.
Oh, so wait, they're comparing the this recent shooting with the Elijah McClain one? Or Elijah McClain wasn't even...
Yeah, that's what Dylan Park was doing.
Great. Fantastic. I have seen that tweet. Elijah McClain resisted arrest, and the police didn't even kill the guy. It was the medics. I gave him ketamine or something like that. Oh, that's how he's died. That's how he died.
Dude, these Dems, I swear.
All right, so so what I'm gonna do is this because I think this will help. Here we go. Let's just look up gun control now. And, oh shoot, I wish I could spell. Here we go. All right, and I'm going to do this. Fair warning to anyone who's listening. I am about to share a screen, and we're going to go through some tweets. If you can't see it because you're not watching us on YouTube, maybe you should watch us on YouTube. Other than that, we'll still read them to you guys. So here's the tweet I'm talking about right here, Tristan. This is the one I pulled the picture off of. Of the numbers, whatever holes in this sign. So this is the tweet. So this guy brings up a great point right here. This is exactly what we were talking about with the car incident, right? He said there's 12,000 deaths from stairway accidents each year, while there's only 400 from AR-15s. And the majority of those deaths come from self-defense, where people are protecting themselves from violent criminals. Do your research. That's kind of what I was trying to say. So there's 12,000 deaths from stairway accidents. There's 12,000 people that die from either falling down the stairs or falling up the stairs or who knows, stairway-related deaths. Should we ban stairways? Honestly, I'm not opposed. I hate walking upstairs. But, yeah, should we ban stairways? There's 400 deaths from AR-15s. It's crazy. And then there's the tweet under it, which, good Lord.
Show one logical purpose for anyone to have guns essentially designed for warfare. Oh my God. And don't say to protect from your own government because no amount of personal guns, even high fire rate, will help versus their bigger equipment.
That was the worst tweeted, like, wrote out tweet ever. All right. So breaking down that statement. Guns are made to kill. I don't think that's a myth. I don't think people should try and debate that aspect, right? Guns are designed to kill. And harm and maim. That's what they're designed to do.
But not by themselves.
Yeah, but not by themselves, one. And two, sometimes you do have to hurt, maim, and kill somebody to protect you or your family or your country or your house.
Or your dog.
Or your dog, John Wick.
I've shot a coyote before.
Yeah, like, this is... Like, that's their purpose. Also, I hate the argument of, don't say it's for or against the government. It is for use against the government. That's what the Second Amendment is there for.
Why do you think people are stockpiling ammo right now?
Yeah.
Impending sense of doom.
No, first of all, when the government always says that they have their best interests in mind, that's the worst thing you can hear from the government. I think Ronald Reagan said something close enough to those lines.
Reagan said, when the worst words that you can hear is, when someone's at your doorstep, is I am from the government and I'm here to help.
Yeah. Don't think that the government's disarming the population just because they feel like it'd make everybody safer.
They don't want resistance.
Yeah. Well, Didn't Germany or either Germany or Russia, one of the things, the first thing they did was like took all the guns from people.
It was Germany.
Or disarmed their populace.
Like World War II.
Yeah. They disarmed their populace. So it is there to protect us from the government. Also, I hate the argument of don't say it's for protection against the government because the governments have bigger, they have bigger guns. You're taking into account that the soldiers would actually follow through with the order to go attack their own citizens.
In fact, I know many, well, I guess you could say units or whatever, that would straight up not do it.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, even though, like, their commander, if they said, yeah, we're not going to do it, we're not going to follow that, it's unconstitutional, that he might get removed from the chain of command, might get chaptered out of the military, they'll replace someone else there. And even then, if that's a yes man and goes, yeah, we'll do it, I'll order these guys to go into the city, most right. of the soldiers are going to go AWOL.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to take into account that the soldiers would, you know, the soldiers would have to go along with this order. The police would have to go along with this order. But we know the majority of them probably wouldn't.
The military signs an oath to uphold the Constitution. If an unconstitutional order comes down the chain of command,
exactly,
you really have all right to deny it. Even though with the military, they'd be like, they might court-martial you or something because you denied to do it, but that's where we're getting at. That's where we're getting at now.
Tons of people are going to be willing to take that court-martialing over killing
mm-hmm.
their own civilian population.
There's nothing wrong with, especially if you're in the military or just in general, being a constitutionalist.
Yeah. A lot nothing of them are. Wrong.
Yeah.
Majority of them are, I'd say. So that's that argument. What?
The tweet under it, bet you don't know what AR stands for. It stands for assault rifle. Oh, my, I just saw that.
Also, to your point, finishing up with this bunny rabbit, dude, shim, her, she. What is shim? I'm reading her pronouns, prefer pronouns.
I think it's she, him.
Shim. Shim. Anyway, this idea, like you said, that guns have a higher fire rate and they're bigger. In the military, do they train you to shoot full auto all the time, or do they train you to shoot semi-automatic
to conserve ammo?
One bullet can drop one person versus full auto and you're completely missing at range.
Think about Vietnam. If we played it like Vietnam, we hit in the trees, we wouldn't be able to find y'all. That's just how it would go.
But yeah,
you get a bunch of rednecks and a shit ton of Bush latte, you're not going to find them.
That's what I'm saying. But we're like this idea of, again, government having bigger, better guns. Just so what, they shoot full auto. They're not going to fire full auto. The only person who stays in full auto all the time is the saw gunner. And his purpose isn't even to usually kill people. I mean, it is. It's
covering,
but it's
used
to,
fire. Yeah, it's
suppressive fire, which is shoot in a general direction. That's
and hope you hit something.
Yeah, and it's not even, you're not even, I mean, sure, getting a KIA would be nice, you know, or an EKIA, sorry. You wouldn't be killed in action. That'd be bad. To get a confirmed kill on somebody would be nice. Your main goal is to just essentially keep everybody's heads down, right? That's what full auto is typically used for. I don't know.
You're normally the slower moving guy, too, if you're running a 249 or 240.
Yeah. And then, okay, so here we get to what Tristan said. Bet you don't know what AR stands for. Genius of the Year award. This tweet, the response to I bet you don't even know what AR stands for is it stands for assault rifle.
For all y'all that don't know, it stands for Armalite Rifle.
I hope this dude's satire. I really hope. Oh, yeah. I was just going to let a bunch of libs at Google tell me what to call an assault rifle that I own totally. Oh, this guy's a clown.
That guy's so stupid.
He's not. I think he's trolling, bro.
I hope so.
Yeah. Whatever. Gun nuts want to play stupid games about what an AR actually is. Bottom line to me, it is a weapon of mass destruction. Military should be the only ones with them.
Do you even know the definition of mass destruction?
Yeah, first of all, newsflash, the military do not use AR-15s.
M4s.
They use M4s.
Between an AR-15 and an M4 is the barrel on an M4 is 14 and a half inches. Also, they have a select fire that's not just semi and safe.
Look, yeah, someone's right here. Here you go. What? Stop it. You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, there's the link to a Wikipedia of weapons of mass destruction. Yeah, do you know what a WMOD is? It is not a, it is not an assault rifle. I don't even know why I said assault rifle. It is not an AR-15. It's not. It is clearly, well, you know what? No, Tristan, you're in the military. Good. Tell them what the WMD is. WOMD, sorry.
A what?
A WOMD, weapon of mass destruction.
Weapon of mass destruction, if you're talking about that, like we were talking about earlier, 120mm cannons, an MGS Striker, Abrams, Bradley, anything with a 60mm on the top, anything with or above a 60 on it.
I think I'd classify a WMOD as anything that will delete a person off of the face of existence versus just dropping them like a rock in water.
Mark 19, it's a semi-automatic grenade launcher. Not semi-automatic. It's fully automatic. Automatic grenade launcher.
Looks like a pissed off Ma Deuce.
And then you got, like he said, things I'll wipe you off the face of the earth. Anything that is an explosive that comes at you at a high speed.
Yeah, it's crazy.
NGS Striker and an Abrams. Anything Warthog, that, A-10s.
Like, anything that a normal person cannot usually carry by themselves.
I can't go on Facebook Marketplace and buy an A-10 Warthog, okay?
I can't buy 120 mil that they had hung out of a 105 mil that they had hung out of the side of a freaking gunship. An AC-130. Mm-hmm. I couldn't go out and buy that right now. And this guy who tweets is the main problem I have with all of gun control. Honestly, if we get to the complete bottom of this, it puts guns in the hands of gangs, criminals, and thugs, and does nothing for the average citizen to protect himself. So one of the positives of the Second Amendment is we do have the right to defend ourselves with lethal force. Because let's just say someone pulls up to me and tries to rob me. If they have a knife, I'm going to pull a gun out to take control of that situation because I want to have... I want to dominate the situation as soon as it starts. You know what
high
I mean?
Ground.
Right. The high ground the high ground complex. You want to dominate the situation. When you start taking guns from people, I love how people think that this is going to stop bad people from doing bad things. We see it with drugs. Now we're trying to legalize a bunch of different drugs now because it's such a problem.
Oregon?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's like, let's just legalize heroin. It's fine. No, just let them do it on their own. You take away guns... bad guys aren't going to, you know, it's not going to go away. People are still going to import ghost guns, which are literally knockoffs made in, like, the Philippines and those areas, and they're shipped into here, and they're smuggled through, like how they smuggle drugs. That just puts guns out there to bad people. No serial number, no nothing. It is literally a ghost gun. It doesn't exist.
It's not able to be tracked. You can't even get the twist of the barrel impact of a bullet and trace it.
Yep. It's gone. So... That bugs me. You know what I mean? That people are completely okay with getting rid of good people with guns. And I currently also don't trust any government official with a gun who says they're here to help. Yeah, so there he goes. That guy's right. Moving on, we're going to go to an ad, and we'll come back. We got some other things that are not as depressing as gun deaths. And not as retarded or moronic as people who want to take your guns for you. So we'll see you right after this ad. And we're back. So one of the things that y'all have probably come to find out on our show is we're not scared to call out people who we kind of align with in our beliefs. Republicans mainly and conservatives. Other conservatives and fellow Republicans. Mostly on social media because a lot of them don't know what they're talking about or a lot of them do stupid stuff. Example, Joe Biden falling up the stairs. You saw it when Trump fell down the ramp that one time when he was president.
Yeah.
You remember? And everyone's like, we'll start making fun of him. Everyone on the left and everyone's like, don't do that. He's old. How dare you? He's the president. Bro, keep the same energy, man. You know what I mean? Like, keep the same energy.
Seeing it a lot on, especially TikTok, these social media accounts. And a lot of people I'm friends with, too, that are doing it. I'm like,
yeah.
And I mean, I guess it goes both ways because it's literally an exact opposite what happened. Because when Trump fell down the stairs, all the Democrats, they were laughing. They're cracking all these jokes. All the Republicans got mad. And now it's reverse. Republicans are cracking jokes. And now the Democrats are mad.
Right.
And it's like, it's just so much hypocrisy.
If there's one thing that this presidency, that Biden's presidency has shown, I can't speak today. I'm really struggling. There's one thing that his presidency has shown is how hypocritical both sides are. And it's kind of annoying. The reason I say it's annoying is because both sides always claim to be the bigger and better person, but they don't act like it. At the end of the day, they both squabble like children. Republicans, especially some of the ones I know, this is a message to you. You claimed that even if Trump lost, you would act like a respectful person and be the bigger and better person. You're not showing that. You're showing the complete opposite right now. I have no problem with making fun of whoever for falling up the stairs three times, because that was funny. I also found it hilarious when Trump almost ate it going down the ramp. I found that hilarious too.
Yeah, we didn't get defensive when Trump fell down the ramp. That's why we're allowed to make the joke against Joe Biden.
It's like, you can't say one thing and then not do the other. Stop pretending you can. Especially, like I said, if you're going to make the claim that you're going to act like the bigger and better person and you're more mature. Because you're clearly not.
You're stooping their level. It's the same thing. There's literally no difference besides your guys' political party. You guys both doing the same exact action, making fun of a man for falling up the stairs, down the ramp. It's just stupid. Like, stop it.
Yeah, stop.
And you know what's going to happen a lot more throughout these next 4 years.
Yeah.
So, basically, all of the Republicans that were, you know, last 4 years getting mad when they're cracking jokes, you guys are doing the exact same thing. So, stop being kids.
Moving on to some car stuff, because we don't cover cars a lot on this show.
I like cars.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, because Tristan and I are both gearheads. I lean more towards trucks and muscle cars.
I mean, he's got another car.
He's got a truck, but he's one of those Ricer guys.
Ricers? Hey, I used to build cars, all right? And I'm buying another one, hopefully.
It's the Asian in them. It's that part Asian.
I don't even drive Japanese cars.
Part of you piss is soy sauce, so...
Yeah, you got to. But soy sauce isn't E85 for, like, Beamers and shit.
Okay, whatever. He likes tuners. The Asian in him. I'm trying to be... Let me be racist. Gosh.
Canceled.
You can't cancel somebody who doesn't care. All right, so...
That's facts.
You brought this up to me, was the EPA. So explain this to me, because this means a lot for you and me and anybody who drives a diesel truck, because we're already hated.
So the EPA came out with something, and I originally saw it on the SEMA page. The EPA, which are obviously, you know, the people who... The emissions lovers... they came up with something stating that they want to ban modifications towards cars. They're trying to push for it. I don't even think it's just for exhaust modifications, including most states have exhaust modification limits. They want to ban just complete modification of your car in like any way that you want to do it.
Yeah.
SEMA actually has a petition for that not to go through. I'm actually reading it right now.
Did they put it on their Instagram?
Yeah, I want to say so.
Huh. Yeah, dude, that's whack. Oh, man.
EPA proposing in 40 CRF 1037.601 Alpha 3. Clean Air Act does not allow any person to disable, remove, or render inoperative with emissions control on certified motor vehicle for purpose or purposes of competition. So that's where they got to it on the exhaust portion. Cars used exclusively for racing have not always been held to the same emission standards as road going counterparts.
Are you reading it from CPA or SEMA.org or whatever?
Autoblog.
Oh. Yeah. If you don't know who the EPA are, the people who would be part of the EPA, I wouldn't say members because they're, you know, it's an organization. It would be the people who would have orgies in their Priuses while driving to go get their organic milk from Whole Foods in their paper straws. First of all, we're not even like, I don't think people realize, like, if we start to cut our emissions, cool. If you want to live greener, awesome. You're really not going to put a dent in global warming or climate change. You're not, whatsoever. Because there are places like China and India, where both are overpopulated, hilariously overpopulated, create tons of emissions, and nobody puts them in check, and nobody keeps them in check. And they are destroying our planet just as fast, if not maybe even a little slightly bit faster as we are. So it wouldn't change anything. Also, you got to think of the planet like this. Yes, we need to take care of what we have. That's a basic idea of life. It's a basic aspect of life. Take care of what you have. Be thankful for what you have. Don't take anything for granted. But the Earth has been dying ever since people showed up on Earth. You know what I mean? Since basically we pressed start on Earth's existence, whether you believe it was created by God or, you know, through evolution, since the first birth of the planet that we live on, I guess, it's been dying, and nothing's going to change or reverse that, I'd argue. I don't know what you think, Tristan.
It's like, you know how much better my truck runs while it's tuned and deleted?
For real. I'm not changing that. I don't care. Whatever, go fix your exhaust. Okay, what is it, $25 fix a ticket, pay the $25, don't change it.
I don't even get, like, any smoke at all. But I have a 2013. It depends on
what gear I have and what tune I have mine in.
Unless I'm, like, wide open throttle.
Right.
I'm not getting any black smoke at all. Mm-hmm. I'm not rolling coal on nothing. I can make it roll coal if I played with the throttle a little bit on a Prius, but...
Yeah.
They just think, oh, well... You deleted your Dodge or your truck. You took the DPF out. You're just rolling coal automatically.
I hate how, well, I'm reading this from SEMA.org. They call it the RPM Act. It's just, the people who wrote it describe it as a common sense piece of legislation. Why is everything a common sense piece of legislation? Especially the things that aren't based on common sense.
Well, frog in my throat. So, I think this original bill was proposed during the Obama administration, and then under that one, they made it so obviously it's up to state and county on how they want to run their emissions. But I think this new one that they're trying to propose might go for just state or countrywide, which no one's going to follow. Like, honestly, no one's going to like be like, oh, well, time to bolt up my stock exhaust. No one's going to do that anymore. A lot of people have like $30,000 on a low end dumped into their car.
The EPA, or the SEMA.org, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. They're coming up with something called the RPM Act. That's what their counter is. That's their counter to it. Basically, it said protect racing stuff. By the way, yeah, because the EPA's is the Clean Air Act. If we want to have clean air, we should just kill all the cows in the world. That'll help.
Yeah, EPA better target the goddamn like
cattle. But give me the beef of when you. I want my steak. This is dumb, by the way. Clearly, doesn't make sense. You're really not going to change anything. And once again, if people want to illegally do it, they're going to do it.
Same way. Oh, funny. Same way that people get guns or do drugs.
Right. What's the point? You can't turn your car into a race car that, you know, if you want to go fast, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with somebody? All
they're doing is, like, criminalizing more shit.
You're criminalizing fun. But they want
to decriminalize heroin.
Yeah, I don't understand that. The other thing I don't understand is you can go out and buy race cars. So, again, even there's a legal loophole. You're not stopping people from getting race cars.
So, I don't think that they understand, like, or they might understand. I don't know. It seems like they think doing an exhaust delete makes a car, like a muffler delete, they think it makes it a race car. Like, there's literally stuff set in stone on, like, illegal parts. Like, you can look at a car. I go to car shows all the time. You can look at the, like, under the hood and be like, yeah, that's not straight legal.
No. Yeah, there's already, again, just like guns, there are already illegal things out there for cars. Just like there's already some illegal weapons that you can't own. Without a proper license, of course.
All the same things. They all normally come from overseas.
Crazy. But, yeah, like... This just blows my mind. This is where we're at. Is this really what our government's doing?
No one's going to follow. They're putting all these things...
You don't want people to go fast. You don't want people to go fast. Why?
They're putting all these things in a place that... I feel like they know it's not going to be able to be done in the first 4 years, so they're just putting them in place now. That way they have the next 4 years. Biden's not going to get elected again in 2024. So they're putting all these out there. Fingers crossed. I should say that. But they're putting all these things out there thinking that they have all this time. Let's be honest. 4 years is not a long time.
Mm-mm.
Think about the Obama administration. A lot of bills or executive orders he put into play. Well, I shouldn't say executive orders. I cannot speak orders. Those go pretty soon after he states them. But a lot of things he proposed weren't even done in 8 years. Because they were proposed. They didn't go through because, for people who don't know, it's not just the president. You got the House. You got the Senate. It's got to go through a bunch of people.
Yeah, I don't understand. Because moving into more car stuff, right? So you got this EPA thing. This thing's dumb, right? This is about as dumb as it gets. Well, you think it would be until Sacramento banned certain DIY projects on your car. Why? What such things include? What did you say, Tristan? What was it? What were some of the things you can't do on your car now that you can't do yourself? Don't worry. You
Sacramento.
You can still change your oil. Well, I was worried about that one.
Here's the things that you can do in Sacramento. You can change your oil, do brakes, upholstery work. Okay. I'm still on the page. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm. Wait, it's things that you can still do? You can still do your own brakes?
Yeah, you can
still. I love how they're letting people do their own brakes, but okay. Yeah, hold on. No, wait.
Yeah, we'll get to what you're getting at in a second. Mm. So oil change, you can still do your own brakes. You can replace light bulbs. You can tire rotation. Here's the funny thing, right? So they say you can do a tire rotation. You can do things such as this. They say that they're going to ban certain tools such as air compressors, impact wrenches, and torque wrenches. So you're telling me that you want me to do a tire rotation, not torque down my tires?
Yeah, on my 37-inch mud tires.
You don't want me torque down my lug nuts at like 95?
You're not giving me the proper tools, right, to do a service to my vehicle that will keep it safe on the road, and you expect nothing bad to go wrong. First of all, what is the point of them banning all this stuff? Is it for the racing? Or what is the point? Why can't you do DIY stuff on your car?
It's so, like, California has the strictest...
Obviously, it's Cali,
The laws against, like, stuff you can add your car, stuff you can do to your cars. Like, they have the strictest things, yet they're just adding more to it.
Isn't it funny how it could be an explanation in and of itself? People are like, why are they doing this? And you could just say it's California, and people would be like, all right, seems legit.
It's like, dude, if I order a cold air intake for my truck and I live in California, that bitch is going on that day. I'm not gonna take it to a shop for them to put it on and me get charged $200.
Yeah, it's so easy if you have the proper tools.
I'm doing my exhaust. I'm not gonna take it to a shop. I might take it to a shop later on to get it just completely welded.
Right.
But I'm not gonna just like put together a five-piece exhaust, or I'm not going to wait to put together a five-piece exhaust until I'm able to go to a shop.
This makes no sense. Yeah, this is where it's kind of scary because the government is kind of controlling what citizens can and can't do. You're kind of forcing citizens to go spend money, essentially. You know what I mean? First of all, I think everyone should learn how to change your own oil. Regardless of whether or not you actually have the time to do it, I get it. Some people are busy and you got to drop your car off to get it changed and then go back and get it.
But if you have the time, you're going to save like $80.
And it's super easy too. It's so easy.
It's one plug.
Yeah, it's literally drain. You got
to run your car for a little bit. But
yeah, but it's literally drain out, refill. Well, sometimes you got to change the filter. You change the filter, you know, all that great stuff. Drain it, refill it. Drive it around for a little bit, or let it sit there and run.
If it's that complicated, you got YouTube. You're watching this on YouTube. Go up to the search bar and type in how to do an oil change on a blah 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 2005 Corolla or something.
Keep it. Yeah. What do people drive in Cali? Smart cars, fart cars, and Priuses, and queeruses. That's gonna get
pretty much.
Keeping in the theme of California, kind of controlling stuff real quick though. Tristan, I sent you this thing. It's old, but I stumbled across it because it started getting relevant to Twitter and social media again. And I think it comes into law at some point close to this. It's California legislation AB 979. Newsom signed it from the year 2019 to 2020. Essentially, what it is, it forces companies to assign that are in California. It forces companies to assign minority and LGBT members on their boards. It's a law. It is enforced by law.
I remember you saying that.
That is horrible. just because you're gay, or just because you're black, or just because you're Asian, just because you're Mexican, you're allowed to have a position on this board. Now, I'm assuming most companies will put people up there that are qualified. I'm hoping bigger corporations would do that. But, oh my goodness, man. And it's enforced by law. Why? Hold on. Existing law no later than the close of 2019 to 2020 calendar year requires a publicly held domestic or foreign corporation whose principal executive office is located in Cali, okay, to have a minimum of one female director on its board. Existing law no later than close of 2021 calendar year. Oh, wait. Shoot on. Hold on. Additionally, requires such a corporation with five directors, so if there's five people on there, to have a minimum of two female directors. Such corporation, six directors, three female directors. And then it goes on to all this other stuff. Hold on. This bill will require no later than the close of the 2020 calendar year, 2021, sorry, to have a minimum of one director from an underrepresented community. And then the same numbers as the women thing. If you have four, so if you have more than four directors, but fewer than nine, there's a minimum of two. Dude, what is it with the hand-me-outs? I can't stand it these days. Like, what is this, man? What is this nonsense? Yes.
It's the snail. Just because you're... let's be all inclusive. Let's allow everyone in. Let's not look at how qualified they are. Let's just be like, yep, you know, you're black, you're in. You're Hispanic, you're in. You're Asian, you're in. Just because, you know, we're so privileged as white people that we have to, you know, just let you do whatever.
Again, sorry to break it to you. You live in a majority white country. Majority of the companies are going to have white employees, unless it's like a black owned business where they tend to hire more black people. That's not a bad thing. You live in a majority white country. That's going to reflect in every single aspect of life.
Like, I'm Chinese, Korean, and Hawaiian. If I get brought into a job over someone who is more qualified, I'm quitting that job. That's just me. That's stupid.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense, dog. And honestly, it raises the question for me personally. If these things are the case, if there's laws like this, if there's minority scholarships, you know what I mean? If there's all these handouts you get for being a minority or being part of an underrepresented community, are you really oppressed? Especially if it's done through the government. Are you still oppressed? My answer would be no. I don't think you are. It doesn't look like you are. You're not oppressed. Especially not with this. So that's Cali for you, man. And moving on to our little final bit, Tristan, heading back home to you.
Yeah. Colorado?
Yeah. Good old Colorado, the state of... It's a state. Let's just say that. It's a state. It is in a state of stupidity with the shooting. And on top of that... the new laws on street racing, which are now going to raise, I'd argue, it's going to raise a lot of people's criminal records.
So in Colorado, if you guys are in Colorado, if you're in the car scene, you know that our car scene is huge, especially when it comes to Nationwide every Sunday. Nationwide is a meet. You got thousands of cars there. And normally we'll go there up in Denver, we'll pick a spot where we go, Monument, wherever, and we'll all drive down there. And there's a lot of street racing. I have street raced before too. In all honesty, I do not like, I don't street race anymore. I don't agree with it. If I want to, race, I'll go to the quarter mile or something like that.
Right.
Street racing, a lot of fun. The reason why a lot of people like it is because it gets your adrenaline up.
Plus, who doesn't like to go fast?
Yeah. Plus, who doesn't like to go fast? Me, kind of looking back on it now, it's because you put a lot of people in harm. But the thing that Colorado did is they made it so if you are street racing and you pull over to the side, like you get pulled over by a cop and you're being compliant, even though you are being compliant, they have the authority to just completely, obviously, confiscate your car and make it extremely hard for you to get back. The worst thing that they did, the stupidity in this, is they posted this on the state website. What's that going to cause a lot of these people to do?
Not going to stop, fool.
They're going to run from the cops. Anyone that makes over, if you're in Colorado, anyone that makes over 600-700 horsepower, obviously, you already know, you're going to be fine.
Out of there.
Yeah, you're going to be out of there. Like, our street racing scene, like, Houston, their street racing scene, insane.
Yeah.
If you're going down with a giant group of people after me, if you don't make over, 900 horses, you're getting gapped. But, dude, you're getting the criminal record of so many of these people.
Felony eluding?
Yeah, are just going to skyrocket because now
the danger, think about, people don't exactly drive safe when you're running from the cops.
Oh, not at all, because you don't want to get caught by the cops. See, my friend who was here, I worked with him. We were coming back from a meet, and he was caught going 116 down the road. And he wasn't, it was an open road.
Slight criminal speeding.
Yeah, slight criminal speeding. He wasn't evading cops or anything. He wasn't dodging it now. Cars were just going down an open road. He got pulled over. They gave him his ticket. Obviously, his license was suspended for a little bit, but he still kept his car. He was being compliant. A lot of people are fine with being compliant if you get a ticket. Knowing that you are going to get your car taken away and make it extremely hard for you to get it back, a lot of people are just going to be like, yep.
Screw it. I'm out of there.
Let's risk it. I'm losing my car anyways.
Yeah. It's crazy to me, man. I think we're seeing a lot of weird stuff come out of 2021, man. Stuff that's just...
ridiculous.
Yeah. That stuff is crazy to me. But do you think the officers will actually even try and chase people if they start to take off? Because a lot of places they'll be like, it's not even worth it because they don't want to risk people's lives. And then there's some places where they're not allowed to engage in a chase unless there's something with supervisor's permission.
Colorado loves chasing. I'm just going to say that. Colorado absolutely loves it.
Okay.
I don't know, the cops will do it just because. Because, obviously, you pin a guy with felony speed, good pat on the back for you, you're persistent, you stayed with him.
Okay. I didn't know, because like I said, there's some places back home for me where they won't even chase people because it's not worth it. They'll just get the tags or something like that or a description of the car, and then they'll just back off.
The thing is, a lot of people here, I see it all the time. I see it all over the meets. They have those license plate covers
where wired up to down.
The front.
Yeah,
you press the button and it puts those a black screen over it. They're pretty cool. And they work. But a lot of people have that. So, and it's always the cars that make over 900 horses. Always the car.
They're already planning on running from the police. Now you're giving them more incentive on running from the police.
We have invite-only street races here. There is a group that if you make over 1,000, you'll see Mark IV Supers there. You'll see LS6, RX7s there. Jeez. You'll see everything there. There's a guy with an R34 GTR that's technically illegal, but he shipped it over piece by piece.
Jeez.
Like that's dedication. The cops aren't catching them.
No.
Not at all, dude.
This is why... I don't understand what's going on with our lawmakers right now, from the state level all the way to a national level. What color is Colorado?
It's blue.
Oh, that makes sense. Never mind. I don't even need an explanation as to why. If you haven't figured it out, Democrats are not the best at making laws. Republicans aren't exactly a lot better, but typically they like to take into play of people's established hobbies or people's lives, and what people own already. For example, there's a lot of people on the left on Twitter complaining about Republicans are killing us. In fact, it's the hashtag Republicans are killing us, talking about guns. You know, Southside Chicago, I would love for somebody to go down there, find a shooting victim, find the gun that was used in the shooting, and tell me if it was owned legally or if it was a legal gun. Because I bet you it's not. Or it was supposed to be off the street.
Every big city, too. New York, Portland, Dallas, Houston, Miami, Orlando. You're going to find it all over the big cities, which, like, moving of guns, illegal guns, is very prominent. And you're going to find that a lot of the guns that you find that were used in... very profitable. You're going to find a lot of the guns that are used in homicides to be illegal guns, codes, or ghost guns.
They're going
to
be hot, too, sometimes. People go out and buy a hot gun, which means it's already been used in a...
in a killing, and they shaved the serial number.
Some places refer to it as a killing. Other places it's just been used in a crime or whatever.
Crime, yeah, I should have
said that. It's been involved in some form of a crime. And people can go, like, buy it from a guy knowing it's hot for, like, $20. Not even $100. We'll just say that. Not even $100.
That's just rolling the dice, because if you get caught with a hot gun, then not only are they able to maybe trace down the guy who used the gun in the crime, but you're also getting in trouble, too. And saying, oh, well, I didn't know, isn't going to get you anywhere.
That's possession of stolen property. Anyway, if it is stolen, possession of a legal firearm, it is crazy to me, like I said, that people don't understand this. I feel like there's a good number of Republican lawmakers that have their feet on the ground and a level head on their shoulders. And there's moderate Democrats who are the same way. But I think the problem is we're pushing this narrative of progressivism and change. And you know what it reminds me of? I don't know how big of a Marvel nerd you are at all.
A little bit. Not too much.
Do you remember Captain America Civil War?
Yeah.
Do you remember when they go down, or not Civil War, I'm sorry, Winter Soldier?
Oh, yeah. Wait, wasn't Civil War was Iron Man versus...
Captain America, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Winter Soldier was the one with Bucky in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember when Captain America and Black Widow are on the run from S.H.I.E.L.D. and they go into the bunker where Arnim Zola is like the big giant supercomputer?
Yeah.
And he said about how Hydra, which is this fictional... For those who've never seen the movies or don't understand Marvel, Hydra is supposedly this made-up... it's fiction. It's this made-up deep science division of the Third Reich, of the Nazis.
It's like the SS of the SS. Yeah.
And they played a spinoff of Operation Paperclip, which, if you don't know what that is... we had a bunch of Nazi scientists that used to work for Germany come in and help with NASA and a bunch of other things in the government, basically getting a mutiny. That's not the right word. Immunity, right? Yeah, immunity.
Yeah, it's immunity.
And basically, they came in and these scientists from Hydra said, we secretly infiltrated the government from there, keeping our allegiances to Hydra, which is this evil group, and we destabilized the country. Essentially to the fact that he's like, to the point where people were willing to give up their individual freedoms for security. And that's where I feel like we're getting towards right now. People are willing to give up their individual freedoms just for the sake of quote-unquote security, which how that security is achieved is very questionable. You know what I mean? Your breach on your public privacy, your ability to defend yourself from a tyrannical government if things go wrong... These are all bad things. These are things that shouldn't... These are steps that shouldn't be taken just for the sake of security.
Yeah.
You know? It's hard to find a balance between both security and individual freedom, but I think it can't be done. But I think it's hilarious to me how mindless some people are and are more than willing to say, yeah, no, screw my freedom. That's not going to be me anytime soon. And, I know it sounds corny. You can pry my guns out of my cold, dead hands.
It's not going to happen. I'm telling you, it's all these gun laws and everything that they're trying to implement. Like, a lot of people think they're like, oh, well, they're doing it for the common good or the greater good of the people. It's not. There's an agenda. We know what route it's going. We haven't hit in its full, what's the word I'm looking for? Like how bad it can be yet, I guess.
Full force,
yeah. But there's an agenda. It's coming. They're slowly making their way up it. We just got to hope that, even though we know they are, the House and the Senate aren't as corrupt.
Right. They're coming for your freedoms, folks. And it's going to come in the under the veil, if you will, of security. It's not the case.
It's going to come in waves.
Yeah, don't treat it as such. It is not security. It is a violation of your rights and your freedoms. So keep a wary eye. And I think, with that being said, that about does us for today's episode. We're good. We're glad to be back. We're going to get back on our normal schedule, Wednesday and Friday. Once more details comes out from different situations that have been going on, we'll be more than happy to share them with you guys and get your takes on some of the stuff. But in terms of that, make sure you follow us on Twitter. So if something like this happens again, you know that there won't be an episode. We appreciate y'all. We're at 816 subscribers on YouTube. We've almost hit 1,000. That is the goal. So if we can hit 1,000, that'd be great.
Getting close.
We are getting close. We appreciate y'all, man. It's been fun. I'm Fatty. That's Red Boy. We'll see y'all on Friday.